Coach's Inside Programs here on CARE Radio is high school basketball continuing, about to flip that calendar over to February. The postseason push is getting closer and closer. We're joined now by JCN Girls Basketball Coach. We got Steve Knoll. It's brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Want to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Got to talk midseason tournament last week, Coach. You guys hosted once again. It started with a loss to Rossville in the opening round, but you bounce back with back-to-back wins against Atchison County and Valley Falls for a fifth-place finish at your tournament last week. So just the overall landscape of what you saw from your team in that three-game stretch and just the overall outcome and performance that you saw from your team at the midseason tournament.
Well, if you can go 2-1 in the tournament, I'd take that. You know, we ended up getting fifth place, but going 2-1 last year, I think we went 1-2 and we got fourth, but I'd take the wins when we can get them there. We had a tough game the first night with Rossville, and I just don't think we were on sync when we came out and they got on us early. But we did bounce back against Effingham. We kind of started slow, but as the game went on, I thought every night off the bench, I thought Reese Noel gave us a good bump when she came into the game, led us in scoring, I think, against Rossville. And really, she ended up making an all-tournament team. We ended up with, I think, 1 or 2 points separated our leading scorers in each of the games, which it has been the case all season. Pretty well-balanced team. So we could have easily had 4 or 5 different girls make the all-tournament team. But anyway, I thought we played well against Effingham, and then we came out again. I thought we got really sluggish to start against Valley Falls. Valley Falls played us really good, and finally things started clicking for us late in the fourth quarter. We were able to pull away and get a 10-point win then. So all in all, the two wins I'll take. We still need to be playing a little better.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talk about a Rossville team. I mean, they got as good of a 1-2 combo in the Big East, but being able to bounce back, and you mentioned last year going 1-2, getting fourth place. This year you go 2-1 and get a fifth place finish. But yeah, I'm on your side. You would take the wins. No doubt about it. You mentioned Reese Knoll off the bench, all tournament team. The balance that you have had throughout the course of the year, that's been something we have discussed on numerous occasions, but just kind of expanding on that as we get deeper into this season and we're about to flip it over to February, this final few weeks, pushing towards the postseason, just being able to have that balance, multiple girls who can lead you in scoring and just the challenge for the opposition to match up with you guys when you guys have so many bodies that can get things done.
It's a plus for us. You look at the whole picture. We started 1-4. Since then, we're 6-2. So we've, even though we haven't played well a complete game lately, we've played well enough to win in a lot of those cases. And I think a lot of that is due to that balance because, like during our tournament, Riley Thompson was sick and Gwen Blattner was sick and they both played, but they were just not themselves. But, to have 8 girls, any one of them could lead us at any time in scoring, or rebounding or whatever is kind of a nice plus to have.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So midseason tournament time, it's always a busy week, but who would have thought, after this midseason tournament, you guys are hitting a stretch where it's just as busy or even a little more busy. So you go Thursday, Friday to close out this week, West Franklin on the road, JCN, and then you guys hosting Jackson Heights, beg your pardon. And then Monday, Tuesday next week, 2 more games right after the weekend with Osawatomie and Troy. So essentially 4 games in about a 4 or 5 day stretch. It's a busy time and really good opponents on the schedule. Just talk about this Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday turnaround.
Yes, it's not something I would have wanted to plan myself, and I'm not sure kind of how it ended up this way, but I know when we added the 3 extra games, you're going to have to play something like this, but I just, wish it wasn't Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Good thing about it, we're going to see a couple teams, Osawatomie and West Franklin, we haven't seen, so it's going to take a little planning on, our part to kind of be ready for both of them. And then we've got Jackson Heights and Troy, so 2 tough teams from the league that we've, got to be ready to play. So not a lot of time for adjustment. We had short practice last night because of some other school stuff that was going on. We'll have a practice tonight, and then hopefully we're ready to go for the next 4 days.
There it is, Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North Girls basketball coach, getting a 2-1 stint in their midseason tournament last week for a fifth-place finish. Thursday at West Franklin, Friday against Jackson Heights, and then Monday, Tuesday next week against Osawatomie, and then on the road at Troy. Busy times for JCN Hoops, no doubt about it. Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate the coverage.